This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so I'm Diana Winston, and I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center, UCLA. So happy, as usual, to be here. We are practicing the art of paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So this week, as in the last couple of weeks, we've been exploring complementary practice called kindness practice or loving kindness practice, which is a practice that that you kind of learn in tandem with mindfulness, that you want to have. We talked about this earlier, but we bring an attitude of kindness to our meditation practice, no matter what it is we're doing. So when you're doing the mindfulness practice, we can have a quality where we're just being kinder to ourselves, where we're not mad at ourselves as we're, okay, you know, you're not staying on the breath long enough. That's not inherent in the mindfulness. Meanwhile, you can also cultivate the quality of loving kindness through different practices. So that's something over the last number of weeks we've been exploring. The first week we explored what I don't love the name, but what I refer to as dry loving kindness, which is all about setting an intention and repeating words and trying to change our inner narrative. Then the second way we did it was what we called wet loving kindness. And wet loving kindness was more feelings based. And that's where we're deliberately trying to cultivate the feeling. And we could be doing it for whomever we want to be doing it for, but we could also be doing it for we did it systemically, like we kind of, sorry, as a system, like we started with ourselves or with the person we love, went to ourselves, someone who we were challenged by, someone who was a neutral person, and then the challenged person, and then out into the world. And that's kind of a standard method for doing that practice. But the wet loving kindness can be done in whatever way you want. It can be done, sent to anybody, and we'll be doing some of that today. What we'll also be doing is exploring another way of sending kindness, which is sometimes called radiating kindness or suffusing kindness. And that's where we don't focus so much on words, which we have been doing in previous ones, and more just on a feeling and having it go out into the world. So I thought what I'd do actually is tie those three together, and we'll do a little bit of the first and second that I described, and then we'll spend the bulk of our time on the suffusing kindness and see how that goes. Okay, so settle back, prepare to meditate, and invite you to be comfortable, because as I may have said, it's hard to generate kindness for other people when you're not feeling it yourself, if your body's uncomfortable. So in a posture that's comfortable, you may be on the chair, couch, bed, wherever you are, any posture can work. Somewhat upright if that's accessible to you. Feet on the floor, maybe feet are cross-legged, hands resting where they're comfortable, and eyes closed or open as you wish, whichever works better for you. And we can start with a few deeper, slower breaths, helping us to arrive here in this present moment. And just gently notice, you can scan your body for any areas of tension or tightness. So gently kind of scan your attention through your body. And if you do feel constriction, tightness, contraction, See if you can allow it to gently soften and release. And noticing the sensations in your body, connected, your feet connected to the ground or the base of your body, supported by the ground beneath you. Notice how you're feeling, what's happening emotionally, if anything, as we start this meditation. So we'll start as we did a few weeks ago with the repetition of phrases that just help us kind of get in the spirit of kindness. And don't worry if you're not feeling anything. In this particular version of the practice, it's not about feeling something. It's about repeating it and changing your inner narrative. Instead of the usual way, which our minds tend to be filled with anxiety and judgment and comparing and obsessing and stressing and worrying, we change it to just words of kindness. And we can keep it very, very simple. May I be happy? May you be happy? May we be happy? And just repeating that. May I be happy? May you be happy? May we all be happy? Can vary it a little bit. And just repeating it over and over. May I be happy? May you be happy? May we all be happy? And as you say these words, you might have a particular person in mind, you might not, but it's just a repetition that's really useful. May I be happy? May you be happy? May we be happy? You might use other phrases like, may we be safe and protected. May we be happy and peaceful. May we be healthy and strong. May we be at ease. So some of you are familiar with these words or have your own phrases. Maybe you've worked on this practice before. So just taking it, keeping it really simple, whatever phrases you want to use, repeating it and saying it over and over and noticing what happens. And that quality of kindness you might start to notice in your body or in your mind, you might not. But it's just the repetition that is powerful. It changes that inner narrative. And you can try this on your own for a couple of minutes as we practice this focused loving kindness. So dry, meaning not feeling space, but just dry. That's what I've been calling it. Try it on your own for the next little bit. And if you lose your place, you space out, think about other things, just come back to wherever you were. Start at the beginning. So you may continue with that, or you might bring in the other version. So we're just warming us up to the third practice that we're going to do. So the second version we did in the previous week was letting yourself bring to mind someone you want to send kindness to, someone you care about, or it could be yourself, it could be someone you don't know so well, it could be a group of people, and just offering them the words, but this time slowing it down a little bit, like, may you be safe and protected. So first of all, bring someone to mind, doesn't matter, whoever you feel drawn to, thinking about. And then as you bring them to mind, you can reflect on what you care about them, how you care about them, who they are to you, what you love about them. If you're working with someone you love, and as you say some words, say them slowly, and we can say, may you be safe and protected. And notice, just imagine them being safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. Imagine them happy, peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Checking in with yourself and noticing what you're feeling as you do this practice. So this version of the practice invites us to be connected to the emotions, and you might have preferred the other one, so feel free to go back to that. But if you like this one or you want to try it, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. At ease. And what are words that you want to say to this person? Say it now. Could be an animal, of course. Could be doing it for a pet or another animal. But say those words now, words of kindness. May you know you are loved. May you know your own goodness. May you live with joy and peace. Say what you want to say. And once again, checking in and noticing how it feels. And if the kindness is present, and those feelings of care, compassion, really allow that to be there. Let it be there. Enjoy that quality. If it's not there, something else is there, you can notice what is here. You can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, can I hold this too with kindness? May I hold this too with kindness? So we'll take another 2 minutes in silence for you to practice in this way, or go back to the first one as you wish. So perhaps the feeling of kindness is present some for you. And even if it's not, see what happens as we move into this other kindness called radiating kindness or suffusing kindness. And in this practice, we don't need to use words. If the words come, they come, that's fine. But if they don't, and some people prefer it this way, then just keep going as I'm describing. So checking in, perhaps the kindness has already gotten started from these other practices. Let's see if we can have a sense, bring our attention into our heart area, our chest area, and as you're breathing, imagining that the kindness begins to move from inside you and outward. So imagine kindness begins to spread to your left. Just allowing the kindness to expand to the left and begin to fill up the room with kindness. And just have a sense of anything that it makes contact with. Maybe there are animals in the room or plants or something, that there's kindness brought to that left side of the room, and then kindness to the right side. So I'm sending it out to your right, expanding, spreading, filling up the room. And you might have images as we do this. And now imagine behind you the kindness expanding, suffusing, in front of you, radiating kindness from your heart. And as your awareness touches this place, touches the corners of the room, the kindness follows, expanding out and above and below. So you are now almost like a ball of kindness, right? That's expanding in four directions, above and below. And now the room is filling up, and it begins, if we take a breath, and the kindness goes from the room, outside the room. It expands through the doors and walls, and it begins to fill up whatever the rest of your home, or wherever you are, filling the space with kindness to the left, to the right, behind and in front, above and below. And as it fills up your home or wherever maybe you're working or wherever you are, and it begins to expand and expand, it starts to fill up the neighborhood that you are in. Just imagine the kindness going out in your heart, and this care and this compassion, and all is just expanding in all these directions, and it's touching. It's maybe as it touches someone, they smile or they feel it, and it touches the animals and the humans and the plants and the vegetation, and everything is touched by your kindness. And then imagine now that that expands out even further from the neighborhood to the town or the city, or maybe you're rural, or just throughout the area, just expanding, expanding. And use your breath. Let yourself suffuse the kindness in whatever way makes sense to you. Imagine it going from this area beyond into the cities. And as you do this, as it touches, as maybe people come to mind, and you might take a moment to pause and just imagine them being touched by the kindness, and then moving on to the next, or maybe you stay with someone, and just allowing the kindness to expand through the city. And your choice now, expanding and expanding as you wish and as feels right to you. So you may want to move through the state or the province or the country or the continent and beyond and beyond. And remember, we're going up into the sky and below, and it's touching the oceans and impacting the fish and the sea creatures and the flying creatures, and it's touching the mountains and the deserts and the rivers and the fields and the countryside, and that just let your imagination go. And so just allowing it. If words come, let words come. You don't have to be here, they might. Just being in the space of loving kindness and letting it expand. And if you're not feeling it, or you're having a reaction, or I don't like this, or it's too hard, and that's all very possible, you can go back to one of the other types that we practice today, or you might just sit in some simple silence with some mindfulness practice, being with your breath. If you want to keep suffusing, just let it go. Just radiate the kindness out, out, out. You might direct it to areas of conflict, directing it to places where there are wars, where there's poverty, hunger, enmity. And imagine as the kindness comes, there is a kind of healing or reconciliation. So you take this time in the next few minutes silently to suffuse wherever you feel drawn. And as I said, you can go out as far as you want. You can come in as close as you want. It's completely under your control of what you do and how this suffuses. And you can even suffuse back in time, forward in time, to ancestors, to the children and generations to come. There's no limit to the capacity of kindness. It is boundless. It is boundless. So you play here. And now wherever you are, let's come back to right here and now. Back into our own bodies, sensing, of course, we're included in this radiating, right? We're part of it. But sensing now how you're feeling, having done this radiating kindness practice, And breathe, letting whatever is here be here. For whatever I'm feeling, may I hold this too with awareness, with kindness, letting yourself be with what is here, letting things be as they are. So may the power of all we have done today, sending the kindness out in all directions, may it go far and wide, may it impact our planet that so profoundly needs our kindness these days. Whenever you're ready, take a breath or two and then open your eyes if they're closed.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.